Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, the 2028 problem you're creating in 2025. Four things to know. One, learning faster gives you a competitive edge. Two, new tech needs new ways of working, not just better processes. Three, AI can show you hidden problems in your operations. Four, leaders must champion experiments and create new playbooks. Now the piece. 3 years ago, reasonable leaders like you debated whether artificial intelligence would meaningfully change software development. That debate is over. The question now isn't whether AI matters. It is whether you have already waited too long to lead. Here's what's happening in boardrooms and executive offsites right now. There is a pervasive anxiety about being behind, combined with a tendency to benchmark against today's capabilities. Both instincts are understandable. Both will hurt your organization. There is a lag you're building into your company. Think about what happens when you greenlight an AI initiative today. Your teams spend months understanding the current tools. They design solutions, build them out, and roll them across the organization. By the time you reach real maturity, it is 2027 or 2028. The capabilities you built for are two generations behind. You have seen this pattern before, with cloud adoption, with DevOps, with every major platform shift. The executives who waited for clarity got clarity, along with a competitive gap they never fully closed. The difference now is the rate of change. The distance between 2022 and 2025 in AI capability is not linear. Neither will be 2025 to 2028. If your teams are worried about being behind today, imagine the board conversation in 2028 when you're explaining why your company is just now reaching 2025 capability while competitors have moved on. You must aim where the puck is going. The leaders getting this right share a common trait. They are building for capabilities that do not fully exist yet. Not because they are reckless, but because they understand how organizational change actually works. It takes time to rewire how your teams think about specifications. It takes time to build the muscle memory for human AI collaboration. It takes time for your engineers to develop intuition about what AI does well versus where human judgment matters. It takes time to pay down the technical debt that makes agents stumble. This includes the implicit knowledge buried in tribal documentation, the inconsistent patterns across services, and the build systems held together with hope and shell scripts. It takes time to reorganize, to build out new capabilities, to hire differently, train differently, and measure differently. None of that can be rushed, but all of it can be started. Your peers who are getting this right are placing bets. Some have their research and development teams pushing toward lights out development. These are fully automated pipelines where humans set direction and review outcomes. Others are mapping their entire value stream to identify where AI removes constraints versus where it creates new ones. Some are running parallel experiments across business units, deliberately testing different approaches. The specific bet matters less than the intent behind it. Do not wait for the industry to converge on best practices. Run structured experiments, measure outcomes, and build organizational knowledge that compounds over time. And have these conversations everywhere with your peers on the executive team, pressure testing assumptions and aligning on direction. With your direct reports creating explicit permission to experiment and fail forward. With the board reframing AI from a cost optimization play to a capability building investment with a multi-year horizon. Consider the real risk calculation. You have probably said some version of "we cannot afford to make mistakes with AI" in recent conversations. It sounds like fiduciary responsibility. It is actually the most dangerous position you can take. But here's a harder question. Is your capacity so overcommitted that you genuinely cannot afford to experiment? If that is true, it is not a reason to avoid AI transformation. It is a reason to accelerate it, because at that rate, you're headed for failure anyway. The math is brutal. Most engineering organizations spend less than 20% of their capacity actually adding value to the product. The rest disappears into maintenance, toil, and the tax you pay on accumulated complexity. That is not a sustainable position. It is a slow bleed. AI native development is one of the few levers that can fundamentally change that ratio. The mistakes you make moving toward AI are recoverable. Try an approach. See that it does not deliver expected value, learn something, and adjust. That is how organizational capability gets built. The mistake of not moving toward AI is not recoverable in the same way. You cannot compress 3 years of organizational learning into 6 months when you finally decide to move. The companies that struggled with cloud adoption were not the ones who made early mistakes. They were the ones who waited for the right time and found themselves permanently behind competitors who had been learning while they were planning. Your job is not to avoid mistakes, it is to create the conditions where your organization can make small mistakes fast, learn from them, and build capability that competitors cannot easily replicate. Think about your payout. Here's the upside nobody talks about. If you successfully implement an AI native software development lifecycle now, think about what the market looks like for you in 2028. There will be companies, many of them, who have not made this transition. They will be looking for leaders who have done it, people who have made the mistakes, built the playbooks, and developed the intuition for what works. 3 years of AI transformation experience in 2028 makes you extraordinarily valuable to organizations just starting their journey. This is not just about competitive advantage for your current company. It is about your own trajectory. The skills you build leading this transformation will compound in your career. The pattern recognition, the organizational change muscle, and the technical fluency compound just like they do in your organization. The executives who led cloud transformations a decade ago wrote their own tickets. The same will be true for AI. The question is whether you will be the one with the experience or the one hiring for it. This is your payout. This is the way you need to understand what building for 2028 actually means. This is not about predicting specific AI capabilities. It is about building an organization that can absorb rapid change in how software gets built, how products get delivered, and how value gets created. Treat AI fluency as a core competency across your organization, not an information technology initiative. Restructure how your teams think about specifications. The gap between what humans can articulate and what AI can execute is becoming the primary constraint on velocity. Accept that some of your current process exists to manage human limitations that AI does not share, and be willing to let go of those processes. Most importantly, lead. Make decisions with incomplete information. Allocate resources to bets that might not pay off. Create explicit permission for your teams to experiment, fail, and learn. Measure what matters. Look at outcomes, learning velocity, and capability growth. Do not just measure what is easy. The organizations that will be ahead in 2028 are not the ones with the best AI strategy decks. They are the ones whose executives started moving in 2025, made mistakes, learned faster than competitors, and built organizational muscle that cannot be copied. The worst mistake you can make is not the wrong bet on a tool or approach. It is the decision to wait until the path is clear. By then, the leaders who moved earlier will have already walked it. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.